My most difficult subject was Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway. I photographed him only twice, in 1952, when Life published an essay, The Old Man and the Sea. I came to San Francisco de Paula near Havana, where he lives, and he opened the door, and I saw a man very tanned with a dilapidated short on. And I had no idea how to handle Hemingway. So I asked him very innocently. He told me right away, called me Papa. Said, Papa, do you have a shirt? And he got very angry and said, me having a shirt? Look at my muscles. Look at them. Marlene Dietrich, Greta Garbo, and all these famous movie stars love my body. And as I didn't want to be, you know, nothing, I said, I wanted to show you my muscles. I mean, my muscles are just nothing compared to him. I said, I want to show you how strong they are. I said, do you have a pocket knife? He says, Mary, Mary, his wife, Mary, do you ever bring a pocket knife? And I dropped a pocket knife like this, it jumped right off. He says, Mary, Mary, a little papa. Now, it was most difficult to photograph Hemingway, because I didn't know how to handle him. With Hemingway, you have to think first before you speak. He started every sentence to insult me with four-letter words. He told a priest who was there for lunch that I cost him 10 years of his life. He was drinking from morning till evening. He has a chauffeur and bodyguard who was giving him drinks all the time. At lunchtime, we were sitting, I at that time, my Rolleiflex Leica and also 4x5 camera, Lenov camera, on a tripod. We're in a patio, and he has drinks. He was surrounded in the patio with 33 cats, two dogs, and his wife. He was a collector of sick and abandoned cats, which were so sick that they couldn't even walk. They were pus covered without hair, and they rubbed their skin at my pants and tripod. And I was dancing like this, of course, like all the time, you know, like this. And he had his face shaved, you know, he was like this and drinking all the time. He was blue and red in his face. And he came to me with a drink like this, 2 inches away. Do you like cats? I said, of course I like cats. But, oh, I see. But they changed the focus of my camera because they moved the legs of the camera, chased them away. In the afternoon, I photographed him coming up a path. And with him, I asked him to repeat it twice. And he overheard a little boy asking his father, who's that actor? And he got so mad that he tore off his shirt and got in a tantrum, foam came to his mouth, and everybody ran away, and I ran away too. 10 minutes later, he came to me, and he says, never say that again, you know, and repeat this. He didn't want to pose anymore, but next day he posed again. It was a very, very difficult man.